Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, Mary McCarthy, columnist with the Irish Independent, is on the line today because, Mary, you think the school holidays are too long.
Good afternoon, Andrea. Listen, I am out every year. This is my annual rant and rave. But for the first time, Andrea, I'm actually living in a country where the summer school holidays for secondary are shorter and they're more in line with the average EU, which is 2 months. So in most EU countries, it's primary and secondary, they both have 2 months. And I have to say, it's made a huge difference.
Why?
Because I really realise, well, I feel, Andrea, the 3 months off, right? So that's a quarter of these teenagers. It's a quarter of their year where it's left to the family's kind of budget what they do, right? So the younger ones in particular, because they're too young to work. So if the family is kind of comfortable enough, they usually go off and do Irish college. They might do foreign exchange, like things like sailing camp, and they might even have summer holiday homes in other countries or down west. So, and then you've got kids who don't have any of that, you know, and I just feel it kind of exasperates the existing inequality that we have having the 3 months, you know. And it's quite a pressure on parents because you do feel guilty if you can't afford for them to go off and do Irish college or whatever.
Yeah.
And you see them sitting around and they all have phones. And Andrea, like, you know, back in the day, like for me, for my summers, like most of us were lazing around, but then, and you'd work then as well. But now it feels like you work like a bit later, you know, like, and also you're not lazing around, like, or the ones who have the means aren't lazing around. So there's a bigger gap, you know.
So the school holidays, where are you, Mary? I know you're in Europe.
So I'm, sorry, Andrea, I didn't say that. I'm actually living in Belgium. So Belgium, they do 180 days at school for secondary and we do 167. So it's give or take a day or two, but they do an extra 3 weeks of school. So
yeah,
that means that my kids didn't end up until kind of end of June.
End of June.
As opposed to their friends in Ireland. Yeah, it was around.
And that's
like
for secondary
June,
school.
Their friends in Ireland. That's secondary, yeah, that's secondary. And actually, yeah, that's secondary. And the primary is, because primary in Ireland, the school holidays are kind of average for the, you know.
Usually the end of June and around that, isn't it? They finish up.
Yeah, exactly. The secondary are there, where we are an outlier. And I feel that maybe we need to talk about this. I can't see it happening, that change will come in the next few years. But in the future, like, who knows what's going to happen with education? Like, AI, like the leaving and the junior cert, they'll be able to we'll be able to hold them later because I think AI is going to be correcting them within kind of 5 years, like without a doubt.
Mm.
So that will take away the excuse of needing the school. So at the moment, you're like, oh, we need the school empty for the state exams, you know, so that's why we finish up so early. But how do other countries do it? I think, Andrea, it's time we started to talk about this and even just...
Okay. Well, let's do that.
Are people happy with it?
Let's do that today.
Right.
Stay with us, Mary, if you don't mind. You've made the case for why we should have shorter school holidays, about 3 weeks or so less, maybe for secondary school students, even primary school as well. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Eileen is on the line. Would you agree with this?
Yes, I would. Good afternoon, Andrea. Yes, I think the school hours are much too long for similar reasons that your previous caller used.
Mm.
I've been in England for nearly 20 years and we finished maybe the first in primary school the first or second week in July. So there was about 6 weeks holidays for the primary schools children. And the secondary school finished sort of the end of June, so they had maybe a week or two more of holidays. And it suited families when all the children were at home at the same time, rather than here, when they finished the end of May, the non-exam classes are finished the end of May. And apart from the financial side of the summer holidays with camps that parents, if they have two or three children, they're 70-80 euro a week for a camp. There is the working mothers and families that have 2 months.
Mm. So that makes a
trying to get their, yeah, the children sorted for the summer.
Yeah.
And that was okay years ago when I was a young girl and there was a lot of mums at home and we came in from school and they were at home working in the business or whatever. But now an awful lot of young parents are working, which they need to work. And it's, you know, my granddaughter has 9 weeks holidays. And the last day of her holidays finished at 11 o'clock. So
nice.
Her parents had to go in at 9 and collect her at 11. Now she's in junior infants. But I think all of the school finished in and around.
In and around the same time. Okay, what about you, John? You disagree, do you?
Yeah, I think, let's be honest, I mean, there's going to be a big pushback, Andrea, from the students' union and the teachers themselves of the teachers' union. Like, Turkeys and Christmas come to mind. The whole thing about it, the point that people maybe are more affluent and have financial security can send their kids to camps and whatever.
It's a fair point,
I mean,
John, isn't it?
Yeah, but what about the unity in the community, like, which we had here for decades in this country, where the neighbours looked out for the kids, everyone looked out for the kids, they all went out to play, there was an adult keeping an eye on them. I mean, it's a quality time to spend with the kids. I mean, if you're throwing a frisbee, take them down the park, it'll cost you nothing. Get a frisbee in the pawn shop and throw it around the place. The kid will only remember the quality time you spent, not the amount of money you spent on them, it's the quality time.
Would your kids be happy, Mary, with Mary McCarthy with a frisbee in the park for a couple of days?
So, John, you know, I know where you're coming from. I agree with you. The community, it's such an important thing that everyone kind of pitches in and helps. Unfortunately, today, when you've got two parents working, like for primary kids, I mean, you can go down with a frisbee in the park and they are happy enough with that for a certain extent. But for the teenagers, you know, like they're sitting around, they get bored, you know, Andrea, and boredom, like with bored teenagers, like they can get up to all sorts when they've nothing planned. And especially if their friends are off doing Irish College or things, and they're not doing that. So, John, I agree with you. It'd be great now. In an ideal world, you know, we'd have someone in the community at home to look after the kids. But, like, people have to work now. You can't afford not to work. It's nearly getting to the case where the wealthy can work, you know, because it's just not like it was when I was growing up. When I was at primary, like 40-odd years ago, my mother was at home, you know.
Yeah,
in fact, she was
changed.
She was a teacher, Andrea, and she took a career break when we were all younger. And she used to crack to stay the grounds every summer. That's what she did. Mm. But she could do that at home and keep an eye on us. But I'm telling her now, Mom, that's going to be AI cracking those exams, and the teachers won't have to do that anymore. But, John, I agree with your sentiment. It's great to have that community feel. Unfortunately, the world has changed, and with two parents working, you just can't leave families kids on their own. You just can't do it.
But
that's why they have
okay,
to.
So your point, yeah, John, is in and around the community. Aidan has got in touch. He says, great point about the funding 3 month summer holidays entertainment. Dan has got in touch. He says, Mary, be aware of the law of unintended consequences here. If we're to shorten the school holidays, it'll dramatically increase the price of flights for summer holidays. Then all the people who want the schools to act as their full time childcare will be calling your show begging for longer holidays to return, says Dan.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah. Well, it's not really a good point, because what do all the other countries in the EU, like, it's not, it, why are we such an outlier? It's like people don't realise that most countries don't have, they really don't, like, and also, I just feel that whole argument that school is a baby, it's not a babysitting. Of course, nobody thinks school is a babysitting service. But the fact of the matter is, it's a huge part of kids' social development. And, it needs to do more than just deliver academics. And the fact is, if you've got two parents working and you've got primary school kids, school is not a babysitting service. But at the same time, it should act as a community hub. And, you know, here in Belgium, like, there's a lot of subsidised camps. My kids are at a football camp, and it's 60 quid, and they get a hot meal, and you can drop them from 8 and pick them at 6. I mean, the camp is...
Oh, wow. So it's considerably longer than probably most of the camps here. Carl is with us. Carl is from Student Support. You run summer camps, is that right, Carl?
That's correct, Andrea.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Not at all.
And I agree with Mary there. I can't disagree with her at all. I think, like, that the holidays can be too long, and what ends up happening then is that young people are formulating bad habits. And that's a big consequence then as they move ahead. Like, I often think, you think about students going to school and they're learning and something. But isn't it great to see even students, when they're in school, they're actually having breakfast at breakfast time, having lunch at lunchtime. You'll have students throughout the country that are staying up overly late at night time and then getting up around 12 o'clock. And very often, they're in worse form than they were when they're in school. Now, I know my own kids will disagree.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so they won't be happy. But sometimes you have to protect young people against themselves. I think it's about standards as well. We've got to keep up with the EU standards. And like people get ahead during the other times, people waste. And we just got to use the time the best way we can.
Yeah, it's funny though. Like, you know what? I think Mary makes an interesting point around that financial divide. Because, and I see it here all the time, anytime, Carl, we talk about summer camps. You know, there's some parents that can obviously afford, they've the kids in summer camp from one week to the next, every single week, week after week, for the entire school holidays. And then you've other parents that are, like, I can't even begin to imagine the pressure they must feel to try to gather the funds to even get the kids into maybe 1 week of camps.
Yeah, I agree. And that's maybe where the government needs to step up and maybe take a look at maybe even creating some sort of a grant for certain places and so on. Like, I can't believe the amount of parents that have been on to me over the summer looking for grinds and so on, whether it's maths and even doing maybe even the HPAT and things like that, you know. So just trying to get that a little bit ahead. And the other thing as well, Andrea, is that in college you find students sometimes have to go back to the summer to repeat exams. And that's the reality of it, you know. So it's like, what's wrong with maybe creating that little bit more extra work maybe over the summer? It's not to say that they don't get a break at all. You need a break, but you also need that little bit of focus as well. And as I said, kind of creating good habits.
Now, this texter says, I totally support extending the school year in line with European norms. Why not? This listener totally disagrees with shortening the school holidays. I'm a secondary school teacher and there used to be a time that schools were back at the beginning of September or the end of August. But now it's the middle of August. Some schools go back as early as the 19th or 20th of August. The department cut 2 weeks off our summertime. I think people who agree to shorten the holidays need to experience being a teacher. We're entitled to our holidays like everybody else. Now, I would have thought, Mary, if those teachers are going back on the 19th or 20th of August, surely they must have finished earlier in June.
So they would have finished because, yeah, my son used to go back on the, I think it was the 21st of August, and he finished at the end of May. So, I mean, it's roughly in and about 11 weeks, 12 weeks. You know, it still is. It's still getting the 3 months. And yes, you know, teachers work so hard. They really, really do. I'm not disputing that. I just think, you know, we need to kind of look at this because if we don't, things are going to stay the same. At the moment, there is quite an unequal system in Ireland where people who go on to do things like law, medicine, what have you, like it's the same people. I think Carol there, he makes a great point there. You know, if you give them 3 months off, if they don't give them anything to entertain them, like that's the bad habits do creep in, you know, and I've seen that for myself with my own teens. They will, you know, they will find ways to amuse themselves if there's nothing to do. And I do think that it's something that, and maybe not more academic work, but maybe we could use that extra space in the school year to take the pressure out of the school year because we do enough teaching hours. But
yeah.
Just take a bit of time with it, you know.
Patsy, what do you think? Are the school holidays too long or long enough?
I wouldn't go near the school holidays. I think they're grand. I just think that people need to be a bit imaginative about how they solve the problem. You know, times have changed. It's not the way it was when I was a kid.
Mm.
You didn't have to be entertained every moment of every day. You made your own fun. You know, lying in the grass looking at the clouds was not boredom.
Yeah.
It was the kind of thing you did. And nobody kind of thought, geez, that child is wasting their time. Whereas now they seem to have to be organized within an inch of their life. And if you had, say, I understand it's different now for younger children and, oh, say, 12, 14-year-olds, but they all have parents. And if the parents got together and supported each other, they could take turns, shifting their hours, maybe working different hours or whatever, to try and take a turn of bringing 3 or 4 youngsters off for a day, bring them to the beach. A flask of hot chocolate and some ham sandwich is not going to cost you a fortune. You know, it doesn't all have to be high-octane entertainment all the time.
Yeah, hugely stimulating. I wonder, do many parents do that sort of carpooling, basically, that you're talking about? You know, maybe one takes 1 week off or another takes parental leave over the following week.
Yeah, but even, it doesn't have to be a week, even a day or two. You know,
yeah.
I've got a friend who works from home. He starts work at 6 o'clock in the morning and finishes at 2 and goes off with his kids. The whole family's in bed at 10 o'clock at night. But they have a great summer.
Mm.
People could be flexible if they put their mind to it.
Yeah.
But they just have this thing of, oh, this is the way it is, and it's somebody else's problem. You know, entertaining youngsters is something that is important. So put your mind to it.
What about you, Rory? What do you think?
Well, I can only speak from my point of view. I'm 17 years old. I'm going in sixth year. So I kind of have a bit more freedom than, say, primary schoolers or anything like that. But for me, the 3 months off during summer, it's allowed me to get a job. It's allowed me to get together colleges, what I want to do in life. I think it's a perfect amount of time to grow into the person you're going to be outside of school, you know?
So you think, and I can imagine heading into sixth year, probably just a little bit of headspace too. It's busy.
I think it's needed because throughout fifth year, it's drilled into you, you know, leaving certs coming up. So, you know, you get to catch your breath a little bit, you know?
Yeah. So you're not in favour. You think leave the holidays as they are.
I think leave the holidays as they are.
And you're working over this. You have a summer job, have you?
Yeah, I was able to get a job, yeah.
Yeah, what kind of work are you doing there?
I'm just working in retail, but it's a start. It's a bit of work experience.
Brilliant.
You know, and
you're enjoying
I'm
it.
Making money.
Yeah. Well, fair play to you. And I take your point. Like, it's, you know, even going into the leaving cert, and God, the focus on it, I can only begin to imagine from memories towards the end of fifth year. Thanks a million for getting in touch as well. Rory, they're heading into sixth year. Listener says, I think the holidays are too long. Students have a lot of resource hours. When they go back, a lot of what they learned is forgotten. And then on the other hand, grandparents need a long holiday. You haven't mentioned that. This texter says, I'm a teacher. Sure, no problem. I'll work longer. But will the government pay? Not a hope. Sean in Wexford says, I'm sick and tired of hearing about how hard the teachers work. We are all in jobs. We all work really hard, but we don't get 3 months holidays. His texter tells me that overworked teachers are worn out. It's now a free babysitting service. Definitely will not long enough. Everything's thrown back at the schools. Sure, we have to deal with everything. I've never heard such stupidity in my life, says this listener. School holidays are too short. Mary is all about the parents. 6 weeks holidays for a child. It's nowhere near enough, Mary. Is Mary gone? Mary's gone. No, you can hear me, Mary.
Here,
you can.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Listen, Rory, fair play to you for getting a job. I think you're brilliant.
Yeah,
and I think it is great that kids get a job. Unfortunately, though, you know, and also that caller there who was saying we used to just lie looking at the clouds. And, you know, maybe we did and we were happy. Unfortunately, now they have social media. They have all sorts of nefarious, more nefarious stuff. I mean, even stuff like weed and drugs, like they weren't around when I was younger. You just couldn't. A 16-year-old was not able to access that kind of stuff. Now they have Snapchat. There's just all sorts, you know, that they can be getting up to. The free babysitting, it's going to be rolled out again and again and again. Mm. School is not free babysitting, but school is hugely important in young people. And I do feel like Rory's heading into the leaving now, but it would be a little more relaxed. Like, I mean, you know, we really shoehorn all this into a very short year. Whereas with other countries, I'm just seeing from what I'm seeing, Andrea, I've got a 16-year-old and his classes are longer. There's more space in the class. You do your homework, you start your homework in the school, and the teacher can look and see if you're struggling. And I just feel there's a little bit more space just to breathe. And then teachers, grinds are unheard of here. The teacher's giving grinds. You just don't hear about it.
Whereas
when I was in Dublin, I always had a teacher give my kids Irish grinds. Because they have the time to give the grinds. They don't have them here. And yes, teachers should be paid more. Teachers are brilliant and they should be paid more, yes.
Very divided views about this today. As a father of four summer holidays, four kids it must be in summer holidays, holidays are a time for the kids to relax and unwind and for parents to pick up, to pick time off that they can also enjoy together. Shorter school holidays means all parents will be fighting to get time off over the summer months to try and have quality time with their kids. Parents need to parent and stop complaining. This listener tells me the whole issue with school holidays stems from a society where two wages are now necessary to survive. This has eroded away our quality of time with children and we have to hand them over to somebody else to rear them as soon as we go back to work once they're born. We're setting our kids' expectations through the roof as well by continually micromanaging their lives rather than letting them figure things out and how to deal with being bored and being creative and make their own fun. Just let the kids be kids. It's a long, dark winter in Ireland. They'll be grinding through the dark mornings and working hard enough for long enough, according to Tracy. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's Mary McCarthy, columnist at the Irish Independent. Ellen, John, Carl, Patsy, Rory, thanks a million for getting in touch.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.